Chair, so this brief decision was draft decision was agreed by the Bureau, recalling the preamble of the protocol that specifically acknowledges the benefits to the health and well-being of present and future generation. That so the reference of health is predominant in the preamble. The reference is made also to the resource manual to support application of the protocol that has been produced and contains an annex, specific annex on health that was prepared in collaboration with the WHO, and this annex was discussed at that time, previously by the working group. It recalls the decision on the adoption of the work plan that provided the mandate for the preparation of guidance, and this was from the period, not the present period, but the previous period, 2017-2020. Then highlights and recalls the commitment for finalizing and formally adopting the guidance in this period that stems from the MOPs held in 2020. The draft decision then highlights the importance of consulting health authorities alongside the environmental authorities, and that environmental, including health considerations, are taken into account. Wishes to assist parties in complying with their obligations under the protocol and promote its effective application, but also wishes to assist future parties in their efforts to develop compliant legislation and practice. Operative para 1 welcomes the development of draft guidance by 2 consultants with funding from initially from European Investment Bank in consultation with the Secretariat, the World Health Organization, and a task force composed of representatives of Austria, Finland, Ireland, and Slovenia. Welcomes the subsequent efforts in the present period by the chair and the volunteering members of the Bureau and the European Union and its member states to develop the draft further. Operative para 3, in brackets, endorses the guidance. 4, recommends that parties take it into account when implementing the protocol. 5, calls on parties to also disseminate it to their authorities and stakeholders, and proposes that it be used in the capacity building activities included in the work plan. 7, expresses appreciation from the good and long-standing cooperation with WHO in raising awareness supporting the implementation of the protocol, and invites parties to submit good practice examples on their assessment of health and involvement of health in SCA.